Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's glass to glass and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 49 years running, Concrete Gang. And joining me on the gang today, we have the one and only Three Trees.
Good morning, brother Campo. How are you?
Good, my friend. And joining us is the Sparrow. Good
morning, gents. What's happening?
Mate, we're just excited to be here, you know.
Well, we're still here.
Where else would you rather be on a beautiful day like today?
Exactly. So, on a beautiful Sunday morning while you're eating your Weet-Bix.
Maybe in the pub.
Ooh, possibly.
We'll be doing early openers. We might be doing that a bit later. On the line, we also have Kevin Bracken. This week, it was 171 years since Eureka Stockade. And I know Kevin gave a report at the branch meeting and it was pretty good. So, we thought we'd get him in and... Dust him off.
So was the Eureka stock here the same as the Eureka stock here, yeah. Or was it the two different things?
A bit like the Concrete, not Concrete. Oh.
the Concrete.
I'm going to put a bullying claim against you bastards. The Gorilla never got this sort of attitude.
You clearly didn't listen.
So, good morning, Kevin. How are you going?
Very good,
thanks, mate. So, obviously, 171 years since the, how do you pronounce it?
Eureka
Stockade. So, I understand you actually did the pilgrimage this week with the Chief up there.
I did, yes.
The Choif.
On the way up there and back, too.
Oh, jeez. So, you're putting in for industrial deafness now,
are you? Usually when bleeding.
He's full of information, Bruce.
He is. And he's got a heart of gold, so we've got to give him that. But
he is, that's for sure.
If he had to get up that early, he would have had a few coffees, and I tell you what, it would have been a long trip. But obviously, a lot of the union movement, a lot of the values the union movement hold dear come off the Eureka Stockade.
Eureka.
So... Yeah, so
the biggest participation we had was in 2004 when it was the 150th anniversary, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people came up, made the trip up there, or stayed up there the night.
Yeah,
for the anniversary of Eureka, so it's pretty well celebrated. But I think people need to know our history, you know, to see where we've come from. So, like Eureka, gold was found in Victoria in 1851, and within like a couple of years, the population of Victoria had tripled. And a lot of the people come from all over the world. At the time, if you found gold, you know, you'd done a lot for yourself. And there wasn't strict immigration control or anything like that. So people from over 21 different countries, you know, together working on the gold, more than that, working on the gold fields. And the problem was for the government is that people were sailing ships over here and all jumping off the ship, and why would they risk sailing, you know, their lives for a pound a month when they can go over and find gold worth anything? So it wasn't only ships, but farms couldn't find labour. Factories, there was not enough people to work in the factories. So the Governor-General at the time, the Governor of Victoria, Hotham, introduced a gold miner's licence. And it was equivalent to about a month's wages. So at the time, what people were working together to find things, especially in Ballarat, where they were digging deep mines. A lot of the other stuff was found as it was alluvial. But those miners, these raids to check people's miners' licences, were getting upset by them because the police were doing brutal raids. And everyone would call out, Joe, that was the governor's middle name. And escaping. So they had started meetings all over the place, and we had a meeting at Bakery Hill in Ballarat on the 29th of November, and they said, righto, we're not going to cop this anymore, and they ended up taking the Eureka Oath. So, and the Eureka Oath was we swear by the Southern Cross to stand truly by each other and fight to defend our rights and liberties. And they chose the Southern Cross because there's only a couple of constellations that can't be seen in the Northern Hemisphere, and the Southern Cross is one of them. And they looked at it as if this is a chance for people to start a new thing where everyone's got the same rights. There's no lords, or, you know, people aren't undertrodden. And it was a great thing, you know, that we could see that there was equality right throughout the place. So the government wasn't happy with that, of course, and they sent the troops and the police up there. And on the 3rd of December, there'd been 10,000 people had taken the Eureka Oath, but by Sunday morning, there was only about 105 people in the Eureka Stockade, because everyone thought it's the Lord's Day, it's a day of the Sabbath day, government's not going to do anything there. But of course, they were wrong. About 4 o'clock in the morning, they started approaching there, and on the break of dawn, they attacked the Eureka Stockade, and probably in about 20 minutes, most of it was over. But the police kept going through, you know, killing people through these 10 villages. And you have to realise there was 20,000 people in Ballarat at the time, and most of them were in tents. Mm. And people... So that was the end of the uprising. But what happened when people found out about it, because all the police and all the army was there, there was people getting down the streets, especially in Melbourne, Castlemaine and Clunes, and made protesting. And the British government became worried because at the time they were sending back 3 tonnes of gold to London every week.
Fire.
So they realised they had to do something. And what they ended up charging 13 of them with treason. And the penalty for treason at the time was being hung, set and drawn. And it's a pretty brutal way to be killed. And what they did, the 13 people, they charged, the first one they got was John Joseph. And he was easy to identify, he was 6'4", he was an African ex-slave from New York. And they thought, well, no problem about that, the jury find him guilty. But what happened, the jury walked in 5 minutes they walked out, and they said, not guilty. Oh. And the sixth of Melbourne's population carried through the streets. So they tried the trial for 6 more people, and after that, they realised they weren't going to be found guilty because they had the support of the people there. So after that, Victoria became the first place in the British Empire where every man got a vote. Before that, you only got a vote if you owned property. And lots of other things came out of it too. I mean, 2 years later, building workers won the first ADR day in the world. And they've become, all those gains were got because people stuck together. They worked for a worthwhile cause to help, you know, to have a decent life for themselves. And a lot of the benefits we've got today have come out of that too. So it's good that we remember these things. I mean, the other side doesn't want us to remember them because, you know, I think, you know, history started yesterday. And look at the great life we're all living now. But all the conditions that we get as building workers were all won through battle, through struggle, through collective struggle. And we need to remember that. What's happening now with our being put into administration is that they're trying to wind all that back. And don't forget for 1 minute they've got our best interests at heart. Their strings are being pulled and the politicians are dancing to it. You know, building workers traditionally around the world don't have a really good standard of living and don't make good money. But in here, Victoria, especially, and in Australia, we've won decent working conditions where you can have a decent life and reasonably good working conditions. The companies are still making money, but we're having a good life too. And that's what they want to wind back. They want a bit more profit and at the cost of everyone in here.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, like you said, nothing's been won through any without struggle, really, isn't it? It's all about sticking together, and you know the powers to be always try and pull us apart. But when we stick together, we achieve great things and great outcomes for all. You know what I mean?
That's for sure. And we have to realise if there's a will to do it, you know, then we'll stick together and we'll hold on to those conditions. Because Malpy Edwards said at the last meeting, you know, we're going to end up, you know, people must make the effort to get the union that we want. You know, otherwise we'll get the union that we deserve. And if people just leave it go to and leave it for everyone else to do something, you know, we're going to lose what we've got. And it's very important, we're only just mind them for, until, as what was explained to me when I was young, is you're looking after the job until the next wave comes along.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean, I need to remember, you know, my father, he came back from the Second World War. He worked his whole life in the building industry. He finished in 1980 with his last payback, and that was it. That's what he got.
Mm.
People realise, they don't realise, you know, Interlink, you know, the redundancy money, you know, superannuation, CBUS that we've got, one of the best performing funds, was all done through the union. None of it was given to us, and we need to actually make sure, you know, we stick together. Not only for our benefit, but also for this country's benefit. This country needs a strong union, an independent union that doesn't suck into the powers that be. Because in this country, the news is made throughout the whole West. The news, the mainstream news, all they do is manufacture consent for whatever the agenda is for the people who control them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realise that, you know, we need to actually. And the best way to keep organising, keep being solid, is keep talking to each other and do it for the right reason too. Do it for the right reason, for a decent life for ourselves, for other people, for the community and everyone. And there's enough in this world for the, what's in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, there's enough in this world for every man's need. There can never be enough for any man's greed.
100%, brother. Smart words, bro. Smart words.
Yeah. It's true, though, when you talk about the media and all this here, and Kevin's right. If you don't, Skinner used to say to me, if you don't learn your history, you'll fail to have a future. So you think about the media and all these powers that be in that. What's the one thing they do with the media? They try and split everybody. They try and split the working class, have them arguing over a separate issue that has nothing to do. When they really have a lot more similarities together.
100%.
You know what I mean? We'll say, brother. We'll say,
mate. Yeah, they try and divide us up against each other all the time. So it's a laugh, or they've been coming out there causing all the problems, you know, or it's this one or that one. Mate, we're all at the end of the day, all people have got that much together, a lot more in common than what we have against each other, you know. And our best aim has always been to work cooperatively for the best interests of everyone, you know.
100%. All right, brother. Thanks for your time, mate, and wise words and from the Concrete Gang.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Coming on the show, mate, and hopefully we'll catch up with you for a beer before the Christmas. So
pleasure, mate. And if anyone wants to, anyway, it's available to everyone. There's a group meets Defend the Unions, Defend the CFMEU. So our next meeting is Thursday, the 11th of December at 6 p.m. at the MUA rooms. So if you want to get involved and help out and make sure that we have a decent job and a decent life, everyone's welcome to come to it.
Good,
yeah. Happy days, mate. Thank you,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Kev.
See you, buddy. So that was Kevin. So you, I didn't, like, until he spoke the other day, I didn't know that much about the stockade, really. Like, I didn't know about, you know, the protest after it and all that sort of stuff and, you know, what sort of come off the back of it and all that. So
it shits me when you get all these white supremacists and all these trying to steal the Eureka flag.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean, that's our flag. That's people power. That's the, you know what I mean?
The Eureka, they set the catalyst for the 8-hour week.
Yeah.
You know? So at the end of the day, if we don't stick together, we've got nothing. 100%. So if we don't stick together now, this is probably one of the hardest times we've been through for a long, long time in the union. We may as well give it away now.
Yeah.
And plus, like, we do, you know, we're going into an EBA campaign, and let's be under no illusion, that's going to be one of the toughest EBA campaigns we'll see in our time.
Hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't get tougher.
Yeah. And like you said, we said it many times this week. Look, we're just maintaining what we have. All the hard work was done. Should be easier to maintain than to win all this stuff. and no boss turned up and handed everything out of his Ranger.
It's not ours to lose.
Turn around, here you go, boys. Here's Ankle Link. Here's C-Bus. Here's Long Service. All that was won off the hard work from the older generation. Yeah. And what's the old saying you say? Society thrives when...
Society thrives when old men plant trees that they'll never see the shade of.
There you go.
I'm
not one for giving you wise words, but...
I'm just glad I got it out with me.
You're like a broken clock. You're out twice a day.
And talking about people who won stuff for us, today at 12 o'clock at the Limerick Castle in North Melbourne, 161 Errol Street, North Melbourne at 12 o'clock, the BLF Stalwarts, they catch up and have a beer. Yep. So if anyone's around, come down, have a beer with the boys.
Listen to some old stories.
They did win most of the stuff we've got. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of blue with them lads, and they're still blueing. So, yeah.
And the Limerick does a nice beer.
They set the standard for us, and so we'll keep it going.
Get down there. They're a good bunch of blokes. Get down, have a beer. We were supposed to mention it last week, but someone forgot.
Yep.
Blame me. And so get down there, have a beer, 12 o'clock, Limerick Castle.
Blame the griller.
So, all right, we might cut to a track. And the first track is a song about... Eureka Stockade.
Ooh, well got said.
From every corner of the world, they came from all around. When in 1851, they struck gold upon the ground. Every voyage was a long one, months upon the stormy sea. Some to seek their fortune, others escaping slavery. What they found on the gold fields was ruled by brutish thugs, discrimination and taxation mixed with swinging billy clubs. The gold was getting scarcer and cops were getting worse. The diggers burned their licenses and vowed to end this curse. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. The crown tried to divide them, giving preference to some. The diggers wouldn't have it. They said it's all of us or none. They built a stockade while the redcoats massed nearby, and they heard the miners shouting, "We're ready now to die." The rebel miners waited for whatever lay in store, and on one December morning in 1854, the redcoats attacked the camp. Dozens there would fall amongst these brave gold diggers who'd risen to the call. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. The army thought it was over and things would go their way. But when 15,000 miners rallied a month later on the day, the crown conceded everything, all of their demands. They'd won an end to license fees, the right to vote and land. So here's to Joe and Charlie, Waller and the rest. They drew the battle lines and put crown rule to the test. The diggers may have lost the battle, but they quickly won the day. And those shots fired in Victoria were heard 10,000 miles away. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one in Ballarat beneath the southern sun.
G'day, Ralph Edwards here. from the Concrete Gang, Creatures of the Industry, and a long-time supporter of 3CR. Next year, the Concrete Gang and 3CR are both going to be 50. 1976, and one of the first shows on 3CR was the Concrete Gang. We're looking for anyone who has some cassette recordings of a Concrete Gang show, anything from 1976 through to 2000 when everything became digitized. We're looking for that material. Whatever you've got, we're interested in getting them digitized and become part of an archive, which is the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive. Ring 3CR on 9419 8377 during business hours, or come in to 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, and help us put together the best possible archive we can have of the Concrete Gang. Dare to look, struggle to find, and help us out with the 50th Anniversary Archive of the Concrete Gang. Thank you.
I still don't know how Warren get under my guard and just, you know, just run his own little mini show in amongst our
He's
show.
He's good at crowbarring himself in, isn't he? Yeah.
Bobbing and weaving, just duck and diving, he's in there.
And obviously, now we can get into some business. Obviously, picnic day, boys, how'd you just put your picnic in?
Pretty good. I went down to see the Geelong chaps, mate. Tell you what, they run a good show down in Geelong. I was very impressed with them.
I was at Peninsula Hospital and then Monash Hospital.
Oh, yeah. It's not ideal.
Nah, not ideal.
Less than pleased.
Yeah, less than pleased, but he's on the mend now.
Shout out the young Blakey.
Yeah, he's on the mend now, I think. Tough. He's back to annoying everyone.
As tough as he gets, mate. Yeah, tough as they come.
He is.
But massive crowds at Melbourne. Good turnout. Geelong was a great turnout. I think all the regional ones had a great turnout, and it's something we should be proud of. You know, the weather wasn't the best.
Considering how bad the weather was, yeah.
We had massive crowds, and it was good.
And we were talking about things that we didn't have before. We didn't always have picnic day either.
No.
I mean, that was another thing.
It definitely wasn't a paid day.
And the man back in the day would take the picnic day unpaid, just for the principle of having it.
Yeah.
Now the bosses are paying for the ticket.
Look how far we've come. You know what I mean? It's not a hard one to hold on to.
We've got to hold on to everything.
So, and if that means turning up for a couple of hours, having a chat, having a snag or whatever, like, I mean,
you're getting paid.
I gotta say, Corey runs a good show. That's his
Jesus, I wouldn't say that.
I'm not one for giving anybody praise, let me tell you. But tell you what, he had the esky out and it was cold. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, yeah. He wins because everyone drank it. He couldn't get a beer himself.
That's a blatant lie.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a fucking blatant
lie. No one else could get one because he drank them all.
He goes, I'm going to go check tickets. He's sitting in the Dan Murphy's down the street.
Just punching down beers.
I'll tell you something I did notice when I was at Geelong. Dean Doran, he stood behind that hot dog stand all day, but he didn't seem like he was doing much.
He would have been as red as the hot dog, wouldn't he?
He was turning into a hot dog, I was going to say.
So, great day had by all, and thanks to all the staff and everyone who helped out, the shoppies and all that, all across Victoria.
Lift your game,
great.
Dino, because your performance was shit out.
Yeah, Dino. Obviously, it's been a breakup Thursday, scaffold breakup. So I think there might be a few of them still floating around down the training centre.
They're the last meeting.
That was a good roller, good work from Husto and Drew, getting all the boys down there and all the shoppies involved. Great day.
A few sore heads today.
The Liberals in Queensland have been a bit...
Yeah, obviously they're up there. They're running an absolute muck. But you got the Centenary Bridge upgrade up there.
Oh, yeah.
And they held a big press conference during the week because it's opened, apparently. But it's only two lanes are open.
So it's not open.
So it's officially open. But it'll be finished in 2027.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the first thing they could say was, oh, we're blaming the CFMEU because the production, you know, they shut us down for X amount of days and all that there. Something to do with BMD not being able to run the job and the AWU being weak as piss.
Couldn't get the labour.
Yeah, well, if you just need to Google the Centenary Bridge and worker impaled on a rail bar, you know what I mean? Job was shut down because of the shock and safety step.
Some major incidents.
Oh, mate, there's some serious stuff went down.
Problem is it's still got another few years to go.
But it's easy for them to sit and blame the CFMEU, you know what I mean? How dare us try and keep the workers safe?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been BMD's fault.
Nah.
The worker just wanted to kill himself in a piece of rail. You know what I mean?
How could it be there? How could it be BMD's fault? You're joking me?
Yellow cap.
The only way to fix safety is stop the CFMEU.
Exactly right, yeah. And then,
And
And a big shout out to, and the boys are still down there. And I think that this will be going into their fourth week.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah.
So, and they're still out there at Christmas time at the CSR picket line down there, Yarraville. Get down there. The boys are there from 6 till 6. They're a good bunch of blokes.
Yeah, funny crew, aren't they?
Staunch boss bunch of employees. Yeah. Let me tell you.
If you're driving past, members, stop in legends. For 10 minutes and have a bit of a laugh. You know.
They're I think they guys. Set me up. When I was down there the other day. The bloke goes, "Oh, mate, do you want a chicken wing?" No one else was eating them. He gave me a chicken wing. He goes, "Are they cooked?"
And
I was
like, You were the tester.
And outside, they tried to set me up.
I'll tell you what, though. I was down there the other day, and Simo had this playlist on. I swear to God, it was the same heavy metal song. I reckon it ran for 36 minutes straight. My ears were bleeding. Like, I'm like, this. Yeah. You should just turn the speaker towards CSR. Yeah. They'll give up straight away. They don't have to listen to that shit much longer.
So get down there. They're a good bunch of blokes. They don't mind a chant. And, you know, this time of year, you know,
it's tough.
We need to get down there and get behind them because, you know, going into a blue at this time of year, the company's picked it for a reason. So, and we're not going to leave our brothers out there hanging.
They're tough any time of year, let alone Christmas time.
And this is when we talk about touch one, touch all. This is what we mean. Mm. You know what 100%. I mean?
Yeah.
The boys at Rapid Creed are playing up, boys.
They didn't receive their pay.
Yeah, the boys. the workers seem to do their job. Yeah. They turn up, do the job, make the company money, and then all of a sudden the wages don't fall in the bank.
No pay.
Well, that's an easy way for a company to make more money, just not pay anyone.
Yeah. The accountant had to get woken up, apparently, and took him an hour to get in the office. Yeah. We got the result in the end, but yeah, he forgot to pay the boys. Yeah.
Imagine if there was no union. Mm. Who would go through there?
100%. So
AWU sorted out.
Pays to belong. Mm-hmm. We've got a new stadium getting built in Tassie. Everyone's agreed.
Yeah, it looks like they want it.
Yep. CFMU Labor.
Oh, boom.
Like I said about the Brisbane Olympics, sooner or later, they've got to come look in the CFMU to fix their mess.
Oh,
we do it. You know what I mean?
We're likely to lose that Olympics at this rate, aren't we?
Oh, 100%.
There's nothing built.
They're likely to run the running race on the beach of the Gold Coast.
Yeah. So,
but on that too, I did see Erica Betts in a photo with our boys. Like, I couldn't see Elbow getting in a photo with the CFMU at the moment.
Part of me thought that has to be AI for sure.
There was a fair gap between the organiser and the thing. They weren't shoulder to shoulder.
And obviously, we've got the Interlink dividend coming through. It should be, you know, if you filled out the workers' hub and get that done, you'll be
5% of your last 12-month balance.
So, overall. So, we better cut straight into Skellywags.
Any boss that wants to work over Christmas.
Well, that's a good one.
Yep. Grubby Grubs.
Rapid Creek. Form 700.
Rapid Creek, Form
7. BMD. Jeez, it's a big list.
Jerry Hansen, WA. He was more of a sook, isn't he, really?
100%. So, which one are we going there, boys?
Rapid.
Not getting your money before.
Yeah, you got to pay the boys, mate.
You got to pay the boys. Even though it's an oversight, you got to fix the boys up.
Sookie Lalas.
Pauline Hanson's sooking up a bit lately.
Yeah.
Pauline Hanson's
the Liberal Party. They were sooking. Liberal Party. They're always sooking.
They have.
You've got a Liberal Party in one state hates us. The Liberal Party in the other state wants us to build their stadium. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't work them out. They can't work themselves out. Rudderless ship at the minute.
Yeah. So we'll give it to the Liberal Party.
Yep.
And any boss that wants to come back early and sooking them up.
Christmas doesn't just pop up out of nowhere. It's the same date every year.
Program your jobs.
Yep.
So just another quick shout out. Remember, the Store Awards is on today. 12 o'clock, Limerick Hotel. Get down there. The boys are down there. Have a beer.
North Melbourne.
Go out
the same way.
Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And see you later from the concrete game.
Stand by the rights of the working class. Their cause was fine. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.